meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God prevents you, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. It's fascinating. Now, in the same chapter that he tells us, endure hardness as a good soldier, in making war, he also says, we don't strive. But Jesus said, strive to enter at the straight gate. Strive, strive, strive. See, it all depends. See, this is where the Spirit comes in. You've got to understand. This is what he means by rightly dividing the word of truth. I can't believe I actually skirted over that. I look back and I'm like, oh, wow, I just kind of, you know, these words to no prophets which subvert the hearers. I kind of covered all that, didn't I? This whole point about foolish and learned questions, things that subvert, you know, that put doubts into people's hearts, that don't build them up in faith. I don't mean doubt. I mean, what it is like, you know, they start getting focused on all these things, you know, and I don't even want to go into it, honestly. I could think of, you know, I think of the things that Arnold Murray, my former teacher, taught. There's so much vain jangling and babblings about things that do not profit, and they subvert the hearers. Those people are so subverted when I end up in debates with them. They're totally subverted from the doctrine of Christ. It's like you can't, they're so turned around. You know, they're trying to instruct you, you're trying to instruct them. It's a waste of time. But even so, you know, hey, I was one of those people once, you know? So we do not strive. I don't want a macho my. We're macho. A machos. Remember what he said in 1 Timothy? There's got to be a machos. No macho. It's a macho fight. I mean, we do fight. We fight the good fight of faith. Okay, there is a fighting. There is a striving. But not in the carnal sense. You don't come in there and say, you're a stupid idiot for believing that. What are you? Brainless? You moron. How could you believe? You know, that's not how we approach people. No, I know. In my heart, I felt like that about people. I felt like, what, are they just dumb? And I hope Katie wasn't offended at what I just said, because she doesn't like it when I use any harsh language. But understand, I said that in the spirit of how we ought not to be. But I'm using it as an example, and I didn't really say anything foul. I'm a moron. I mean, Jesus said, don't call anyone a fool on the earth. It's okay to say something is foolish. But I mean, he said, moros was the word, which where we get a moron. And it's all in the spirit in which things are said as well. You know? But, you know, we don't strive like that, like to get in almost like a fist fight of words. Only an idiot would believe that. Can't you see what the gospel is? You know, I think I've sufficiently explained that. We need to be gentle. Properly, that means affable, courteous, apt to teach, instructive, patient. And this word patience is anex kakos, which means literally enduring evil. It's not the usual word for patience. Sometimes people have said so many evil things to me, about me, accusing me of things that aren't true. And you want to defend yourself, and then sometimes you just got to take it, honestly. I defend myself to a point, but then after a while, I realize, it's like, I just can't go on with this, because I just end up striving. And I just eventually cut off the conversation. I said, well, aren't you patient? Yeah, I'm patient. I'm very patient. I put up with so much. You know, but there comes a time in a conversation where it has to come to an end. When you realize, it's like, this isn't going anywhere. You got to be patient, right? But God is patient. Does that mean he endures eternally? God is so patient. He just puts up with sin and puts up with sin and lets them keep on sinning and sinning. In fact, he's just going to let people sin forever and ever because he's so patient. Patience has its end. There comes a point at which we patience. We endure evil for a time. But evil, you know, eventually has to be put away. Whether it be by withdrawing yourself from such, as Paul advises, from such withdraw yourself. Or deny. Or have no fellowship with them. Right? But in meekness, we do, in gentleness, we instruct them. We try to teach them the truth. And they're opposing themselves, right? Lest at any time God would give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. I mean, we do this in hope, because Paul has probably been thinking of himself. If Jesus hadn't been merciful to me, right? We show them the mercy. We show them the love. We try to instruct them so that they might recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. They're taken captive by him according to the will of Satan, which is Satan's will, is to take people captive in sin and to deceive. God has given that to him to do. And it doesn't mean that, oh, Satan has a free will. Well, that's his, if his will was free, maybe he'd choose to do something else. In any case, I feel like I do this. As I read this, I'm like, Paul, don't you feel you fail to do it? No, I do this. But, sometimes in the teaching, I try to instruct, try to explain. But it's not that this has no end. And Paul is very clear about this. You know, if anyone come preaching another gospel, let him be accursed. Paul got so fed up at one point, he actually said, let him be accursed. And he repeated it. For those who pervert the gospel. I mean, think about it. But again, we don't just come out saying, I meet someone and they start telling me what they believe the gospel is and it's false. And I say, listen, you person, you. I was going to say like you jerk or something like that, but I mean, like, I'm going to be macho, right? Listen, you little dweeb. I know better than you. I'm smarter than you. And I've studied more than you. And I'm telling you, you don't even know what the gospel is. You need to listen to me and listen to me now. But I still, but it'd be truthful saying, I really ought to hear me. And I say this in all gravity because it's something I've studied long and hard. You know, see, again, gentle, courteous, meek, which means gentle. It's not like, well, I don't know if what I'm saying is true. You want to be bold. Boldness is not, that's bold, but boldness is literally means frankness. Speaking freely. Speaking frankly. Plainly. Using plain speech to instruct people. There's nothing wrong with boldness in that sense. It doesn't mean I'm going to hammer you. That's macho, you know? Not macho. Bold. Which means frank, you know? I'm a macho man. I want to be a frank man. I'm going to speak frankly.